So I've always been really fascinated by language and language learning, you know, like I think even before I started to write in English, I think even in Israel and growing up, I love the sounds of other languages. When I traveled in the world, I always picked up a little bit here and there, and I was interested in kind of investigating and asking questions about language. And I think that new anthology that I co-edited with Eufemia Fantetti and Leonarda Carranza is kind of, that's what it was born of. Eufemia and I are really close friends. We met at the writer's studio, both as students. And I knew that even though she was born in Canada, you know, she was always bilingual. And in fact, even grew up speaking that language before she knew English. So she feels a little bit of a second language learner as well, despite growing up in Canada. And Leonarda, I met, she was my student, actually. She was one of my earlier students at U of T. And I knew she also, again, as an immigrant, learned this new language and had a couple languages in her background. So our conversations about language is something that was, you know, it happened often. And I remember the day that I called Leonarda like very urgently. I was like, listen, we have to do this, because she was talking about a similar anthology. And suddenly I had this like urge. It was one of those moments. I called her urgently, and then I called Eufemia, and then we just came together to make this real. And we're still kind of shocked that it is real. And, you know, I talk about teaching as giving back, and I think creating an anthology and editing an anthology is another way of giving back to, you know, a literary community that really supported me and helped me from the very early days as a writer. And I have contributed to anthologies in the past. And it was really important for us to include established writers, but also emerging writers that have not been published before. And we managed to do that. And I'm so, so grateful for that. And we have two writers, Sahar Golshan and Taslim Jaffer, who these are their first writings being published in a book form. And they're really great contributors in there. And they talk about language in so many different ways, like second language, people who write in their second language, which was one of the things that interested me, but also people who lost ancestral languages, which is another thing that I'm interested in as someone who doesn't speak her ancestral language. We have writers talk about gendered language and ableist language and italics in writing and so many other topics. And it was a joy to work on. And I think everybody should read it.